I was not born in Wyoming, but I wasn't born very far away from here. I was born in the panhandle of Nebraska and was raised there. And when I got my job in Wyoming here at Casper College, I thought, this will not be a hard transition. It's only 4 hours away. And I bet the people in Wyoming are just like the people in Nebraska. And then I moved to Casper. And I learned very quickly that the people in Wyoming are very different than the people in Nebraska. And so I started my search and my exploration as what we call the ethnographer who goes and lives among the people and says, who are these people? And began through observation to try to define who the people in Wyoming really were. So some of the things that I first immediately recognized was, oh my gosh, the people in Nebraska really are farmers. And people in Wyoming, the ones at least that I met, are definitely many of them blue collar. And the whole oil industry at that time was really giant here. And the other minerals and those types of things created a very different type of person than people who live in Nebraska. The second thing that hit me really quickly was everybody I encountered in Wyoming had an accent. And I thought, we're only 4 hours across the border here. How could they have these accents? And why, you know, at first I thought, are they talking cowboy accent here? And then the more I listened to it, I thought, this is really Southern and Southwestern. So I'm sitting here thinking, oh, I'm hearing a lot of Texas accents. I'm hearing a lot of Oklahoma accents. And of course, again, I'm figuring out this is the trail of the oil industry that came up into Wyoming, as well as the cattle drives. And so when I teach linguistics to my students, and I teach voice and diction, and we talk about accents, I talk about how those two cultures came together to blend this very unique accent that we tend to think of as almost a cowboy accent, and it becomes a trademark of people in Wyoming to speak in that type of an accent. So the other thing that was interesting to me was an attitude toward education in Wyoming. Most of the people I engaged with in Nebraska were very proactive and supportive of as much education as they could get for their children, and really believed that the education would help their children have a better life. And I found it interesting in Wyoming, the number of people that I encountered who did not have that attitude. You know, they were hard workers and they wanted to live a good life, but many of them felt almost threatened by higher education for their children. Many of them literally expressed sentiments of, I didn't go to college, I did fine. I am not sure why you, as my child, would want to go to college. That's a lot of waste of money. You can go out and work in many jobs in this state and make a lot more money than those people who have college educations. And that was kind of shocking to me. I just had never, ever encountered that attitude towards education before. I thought everybody just wanted more education for their children. The other thing I didn't understand till I came here is I always felt like where I came from, there was always warm acceptance and come on in and, you know, sure, we'll, you know, throw another burger on the fire or whatever. We'll just feed the world, that type of thing. But I didn't understand the real fierce independence that I found in Wyoming either. And I'm sure that comes from the pioneer stock that came out here. And Wyoming couldn't have been a very easy environment for the pioneers out here. And so there needed to be that very strong independence, but I think that that is still a part of the nature of the people who live in Wyoming. And I saw that really come to play I had a friend who took a consulting job to facilitate the committee and the town discussions in Park County when they were trying to rewrite their land usage policy. And I had never seen such rivalry as I did between the natives and the non-natives, and who should have the greatest voice, and who should get to say what the land is really used for. And so I understood that in Wyoming, being a native was considered really important. And they had a very unique viewpoint, I would say, on those who are non-natives in Wyoming. So now I have lived here for almost 30 years. I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere else in my life. And I absolutely love living in Wyoming. I cannot imagine living anywhere else. That we are so blessed to live here. But I'm still not sure I will ever be considered a native in Wyoming, although I feel like one. But I'm a little reluctant to say it for fear I might offend somebody.